Yama, thanks very much for the invitation, and it's a pleasure to be addressing many nations across this beautiful world. Yamagaru, Makara, Murawari, Bajiri, Jukulpa. Bajiri, Murawari, House of Law. So what I'm saying is hello from the great southern land. My name is Makara. I am Murawari and Bajiri. That is my tribal nations. They are only two of the 369 nations across this continent, which many people may not know. We are the ancient, we are the first peoples of this land, and we have not ceded our sovereignty, considering the continued impediment upon our culture, our traditions, and our people. So again, I thank you for this opportunity. And I'd like to jump straight in, I suppose, in talking about multipolarity. And it's a bit ironic that we're talking about this subject. And when we're talking about multipolarity, I actually looked up the definition for the word, and it looks at the distribution of power or the respect of power amongst nations. Now, if we're going to look at this, I would like to put the challenge forward in looking at this in the context of how do we respect one another as nations. Now, when we talk about things such as stability, we talk about prosperity, we talk about success, it's always in the context of commerce, which is the artificial construct or system of money. Now, from experience, as a First Nations person of this continent, there is a continued ignorance, arrogance, and belligerence to recognise the 369 nations upon this land. When people look at this continent, they apply the word Australia. Now, Australia is merely a corporation, and it acts as so. Since 1788, it has been the establishment of the Australian Corporation created by the British, and continues, as I said, to impede upon our sovereignty. So again, the challenge I would like to put forward to the those that I am addressing here is to look at the truth, look at the honesty. Let's go back and retrace our steps to where this problem started. And when we look at those key themes of stability, we look at those key themes of prosperity, we look at those key themes of success, and let's look at those in terms of the best interest of our future generations. Let's look at our resources. We talk about coexistence. Let's look beyond our coexistence of nations. Let's look at our flora. Let's look at our fauna. Yes, I'm talking about our animals. I am talking about our plants. I am talking about the water. I am talking about the land. We are one of the best conservationists across the world to have a relationship with the flora, fauna, water, and the land. And we will continue to do that. But as you see, the constant act of belligerence, the ignorance and the arrogance by non-Indigenous people, by even the multicultural community, to not recognise and acknowledge my 369 nations upon this continent, but the continued recognition of the fraudulent states and territories that have been created since 1788. So when it comes to things such as scientists, comes to things such as doctors, come to things such as politics, that role and responsibility has sat for thousands of years with my people as First Nations, and that has been impeded upon since 1788. So if we're going to be talking about multipolarity or multipolaritism, we need to be looking at that respect and that distribution of power, Yet the First Nations, the ancient people of land, not just on this continent, but India, China, Russia, they need to be respected. And that's where we have to move forward. We have to recognize, we have to acknowledge, we have to respect the power, the jurisdiction, and the authority, as well as the knowledge, the skills, and expertise of the first peoples of the land that have thousands and thousands of years worth of experience. With we don't want to see continued drought.
Mr. Shillingsworth, you only have 30 seconds, sorry.
Thanks. Please. No worries. And so I'll sum it up again as what I said initially, is to respect and to acknowledge. And if there is themes of stability, prosperity, success, let it be in the context of our future generations, the flora, the fauna, the water, the land, the ecosystem, the environment on which we have to coexist. And that's the challenge I put forward, and go beyond the artificial construct or system of money and commerce. Thank you.